Hi guys, welcome back to Delusional Diaries podcast. I'm Hallie.
And I'm Jazz. It's, I don't even know what day it is, I'm gonna be so honest.
It's Monday, right? Yeah, it's Monday.
Happy Monday.
I know. I feel like, I don't even know. I haven't really had a good sense of the week either recently.
Yeah. I feel like my brain is just, it's actually so scattered and there's not room for much up here at the moment that it's making me a little messed up.
I've been just having so many like little shit that I have to do every single day. I feel like overwhelmed. But it's like when you look at the grand scheme of it, it's like not that much, but it is because it's just like little things here and there, sending this email, And I just have felt like stressed. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure you felt the same.
I am also stressed. I feel like we're starting every episode with me wedding planning. So like, I guess if you want wedding updates, it'll be at the beginning of each episode.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy. We booked a venue yesterday, but I'll take a few steps backwards. We went to New Jersey this weekend with MTC Kevin's parents and like golf and look at venues. And I had two venues like I just like made appointments for that were in New Jersey for Sunday. And we looked at one. So sorry, hazard dogs here. Looked at one and I was like, this is it.
Like, you didn't like it? What was it?
It was just a place in New Jersey. And it looked pretty online. And it wasn't ugly, but it was not my vibe.
Like, was it like a golf course, like a country club?
It was it's not a golf course anymore, but it used to be a golf course. And it was kind of like giving farmhouse. And that's just not, I'm not a rustic farmhouse girl. It's not my vibe. But in the pictures, it didn't look nearly like this farmhouse where I wouldn't have gone and even seen it.
Yeah.
But I got there and I was like, oh, okay, like, there's kind of some bones. I could cover most of the farmhouse stuff and make it work. Sorry. Poppy, make me burp. And then I was like, I don't want to do all that. It's kind of a lot of work. And they were like, also, you can't hang anything from the ceilings or the walls or the lights. And I was like, okay, so I can't cover any of that disgustingness in here. So I was like, I was trying to be flexible, like on the lower end and be like, oh, it has the right bones. I can make it work. No. So then when I went out on Friday, I had to rewind. I'm sorry. The story's kind of backwards. But Friday night I went out with Keon and Kevin and some of Keon's random friends. And Keon's asking me at the wedding. And I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to look at venues this weekend. He's like, I know where you should get married. Like drunk Keon, you know. And I was like, oh, where? He's like, oh, my cousin got married here. Like, shows it to me. I was like, oh, like, and I purposely, when I was looking at wedding venues, I was like, not checking the box of like $4 signs or $3 signs, whatever it was. Cause I'm like, once I see something, I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah.
Like, that was very intentional of me. Cause you know how decisive I am. So I was like, avoiding it at all costs. He shows it to me. I'm like, I've had a few drinks. I'm like, I love it.
And so he found he showed you the venue. That's funny.
So I fill out an inquiry form at like 2 in the fucking morning. The next morning I wake up and I get like an email back and I was like, oh, well, what dates do you have next year? Like, out of curiosity. And they happened to have a date. And I was like, well, we're looking at other venues. So scratch that. I'll come back to that. Maybe, possibly. I don't know. First venue, look at it. I'm like, it's not that, place is not my place. And it's only like a $20,000 difference, which is a lot of money. I'm not saying it's not, but like, the difference in venue was giving that it was worth way more than a $20,000 difference.
Yeah.
So I was like, I wonder if they can just squeeze this in today. So I call. She's like, oh, yeah, I can see you. I'm like, I canceled my other tours and I went straight there. And I was like, yep, this is it. And Kevin's like, I already knew it was going to be it.
Yeah, so that's funny.
Booked it.
My favorite thing about you is that you literally a week ago were like, I am getting married in the Catskills.
Yep.
And then just simply that didn't happen. That's why like everything you say I've taken with the tiniest grain of salt till you're like putting money down, because you say you're like one of those people that speaks things as fact before they're fact. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because
you believed it was a fact, but like.
Yeah, that's the thing about me that was like, I am decisive though. Like I have ideas in my head and I believe that's the idea until I find a better one.
Yeah.
But and like, you had once also I said choose, though, it's done.
Yeah. No, I know it's done now. Like, I know that's like fully where you're getting married. Now I believe it. But you said Catskills. So I was like, we'll see.
Yeah.
And like, same thing with you had said like a timeline of a date. And I was just like, I think it's going to happen before then. And
yeah,
it is.
So we're getting married next May.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were going to say.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say the date, but we are getting married next May. And just like a quick disclaimer, if you happen to recognize the venue, love that for you. Amazing. Please just don't comment it. Like I'm going to delete it and it's not, I don't want people to like, if you find it, totally fair, totally fine. It's not a giant secret. I'm just not putting it out there.
I also think you don't want to put it out there because people could fucking show up.
Yeah.
And like,
I'm not saying I'm not that important or whatever it is, but just, I don't want to deal with
wedding crashing is a thing.
It fully is. And I just would just rather avoid it. So like, just please. Like,
and you're having a rather large wedding. Somebody could do it.
Just like be mindful. I'd appreciate if you happen to recognize it. Feel free to send me a DM, but just like try to avoid like putting it out there. It's like my last name. It's not like a secret, but it's just like I don't intentionally put it out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyways, that's the vibe. It's fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Like, God, it's a lot of fucking money. But like, I'm very excited. I can't wait. I'm actually getting, now that like, it didn't feel real to me trying on wedding dresses. Like that's not like what made it click for me. But now that like I can vision where we're getting married, like it clicked yesterday and I was like, I'm getting fucking married.
Yeah, that's so crazy. I'm really excited. And it's like, honestly, it's not soon, but it's like kind of fucking soon. Like it will come fast. Yeah. I think then like, when do you do bachelorette? Like, I feel like you should do it like this winter.
I think I'm going to still do it like next February.
Yeah. Like, so like a couple months before the actual.
Yeah. Like I think early February probably will be the vibe that I go for.
No, I think that's one, because like, it'll be nice for everybody, cause it'll be somewhere warm and it'll be like cold and miserable in New York. So it'll be like a fun vacation, and it's closer to the wedding where it'll be like, okay, yay, now we get to like celebrate in like a couple months, whatever, not like waiting a really long time.
Exactly. So I'm very excited, and like it feels real for me now. And now I feel like, now that I have a venue, I can start planning so many other things, obviously, that I couldn't like book before.
Well, are you doing it? I asked you this, like, do you do a welcome party on like a Friday night and then the wedding Saturday? Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's what that's what I've gathered from my research. Okay. But
I'm not so exactly what is sure. The welcome party? No dinner, just party?
People do both.
Oh.
Every person's, I think it's a personal preference from then my understanding.
Wouldn't that make it a rehearsal dinner, or is a rehearsal dinner different?
I think you just call, I think they're just different names. Okay. I think it's a vibe thing.
Okay.
I think it's like every person's just like does their thing and they choose to do with it what they will. That part I'm still so unsure of that energy or what that will even look like, or if it would even exist at all.
Okay.
But all I know is what day I'm getting married, and I'm working on the rest now. Gotcha. This was yesterday, by the way, that I picked the venue. Well, we picked the venue.
So you have it for like the like venue for the whole day. Like you can like get married at whatever time you want.
Yeah, and then, I need to decide all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, because I feel like it's like, do you do afternoon? Do you do sunset? Do you do?
Yeah, it'll probably be like afternoon, I feel like.
Okay.
I'm not going to do like morning, and I'm not going to do night, but it will probably be afternoon.
People that have sunrise weddings, that's fucking insane to me.
Did you see someone get married during the eclipse?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was sick.
That was cool. But that was like midday at least.
Like, yeah, but like your pictures being, that was a cool ass video.
Yeah. I know somebody that got married at sunrise.
Really? Where?
A beach. I feel like if you get married at, let's say, like 3 p.m., you are up at 8 a.m., like getting prepped, like getting hair, makeup, bridesmaids, all of that. So I feel like it literally is like a 6-hour ordeal before you even go get married. So imagine if you get married at sunrise at 5 a.m., you're not sleeping. You're like at midnight starting to get ready.
I don't think that's super common. A sunrise thing?
I don't think it's super common, but I've seen people do it and I'm like, that's crazy. I mean, I guess maybe if you're having a more like beach wedding where you don't do as crazy hair and makeup, maybe it'd be like a little bit easier. Like if it's
at that point though, do sunset.
That's what I mean. But the only thing I guess is if you're on the East Coast and you wanted it to be like over the water,
I don't understand.
Yeah,
that shit.
Well, you know, sunrises in the East, sets in the West. So if you were getting married on the
East
Coast,
for all I know, it's north and south.
Yeah, no. But I guess if you really wanted like the sun to be coming up over the water, that would be the reason you would do it. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We like haven't talked like all weekend.
Yeah.
So like, how was your weekend? You went to Miami, obviously.
St. Pete.
Sorry.
You're going to Miami. Yeah.
Florida.
Yeah.
You went to Florida.
Yeah. I left Thursday night to go with Celsius to Breakaway. It was really last minute, which was good for me because I fucking hate flying, so that gave me less time to be anxious because it was like I found out like 2 days prior, so it was whatever. The flight was pretty good, no like crazy turbulence, so I was okay on that. But also people like were confused, I feel like, when I said I have flight anxiety. People were like saying, oh, like I have travel anxiety as a whole, which is not true at all. I love to travel. I didn't even know that was like actually a thing. I guess there's all types of anxiety, but I didn't know people like get anxious just about like being away from their home. And so I want to make it clear, I don't have that. I literally, like, if I could fucking teleport, I'd be in Australia right now. You know, yeah. I have no issues with, I would spend a whole month in Europe, like, absolutely no issues with traveling. It's just the flying. I don't want to crash. That's literally why I have the anxiety. Anyway, but, yeah, we stayed in Tampa, and I went to the breakaway thing, which was, like, EDM DJ, which I was a little bit like, oh, I don't know. It's not my, it's not my personal vibe. But it actually, I don't know why. I guess I didn't know who was, I didn't know what it was going to be like, basically. But it wasn't just oons, oons, oons. It was just literally them playing, like, songs that were kind of remixed, whatever. So I knew everything that was being played. So it was, like, actually really fun. And I liked all the music, and it was great. It was just, like, a party vibe, basically. I was up at this table, which I'm really glad for, because I don't know if I could have been in down in the crowd. That just, like, I'm not that hard of, like, a festival person that I would, I don't know. Don't know if that would have been my vibe, but I was at this table, and it was so fun. Like, I actually had a really good time. I was super hammered. And funny enough, I had met this girl when I was in Miami. When I was waiting in line for this nylon party, I was, like, walking in, and this girl was standing in front of me, and she was like, I work for Celsius. Funny enough, she was at this thing, and she came up, she's like, oh my God, hey. And I was like, wait, that's so fucking funny. It was good to see her. She's super cute. And yeah, I had a really fun time. And then I, though, woke up, I hadn't drank in, like, 2 weeks, which I know is not that long, but that's, like, the longest I've gone without drinking in such a long time. And so I, that hangover hit me so fucking bad. I'm telling you guys, like, I never even really, like, get a hangover where I'm like, I am down bad. Like, I seriously was, like, trying to eat something, and I was, like, holding back from puking. I felt awful the whole day. Like, I had a headache up until, like, 2 hours ago right now, honestly. And then Saturday night, I just went out in, like, St. Pete for a little bit, but I honestly felt so sick from the hangover. I was, like, trying to drink through it and, like, pull a hair of the dog moment. It was not working. I called it a night, went home, and then left Sunday and came back, and my freezer had, everything had melted, which was so fucking annoying, because we just went to Costco.
Yeah.
And I spent, like, $300 on, like, chicken breast, scallops, shrimp, all of this shit. And, like, to throw all of that away after, like, I had just bought all of that. I don't even eat, like, 90% of it. So, so frustrating. And I'm, like, every one of my comments was telling me that, like, my building should have to reimburse me for that.
When I lived in Dallas, we had storms all the time. And my fridge, and I stopped at Costco when I lived in Dallas. And my freezer would go out every other month, I feel like.
Really?
And they had to reimburse me from, like, their not, like, notify me the power was, like, whatever, and not fixing it in a reasonable amount of time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because, like, I mean, the freezer door was, like, completely closed. It's not like I left it open or something, so that's just really annoying.
Is it fixed now?
Like, yeah, I looked at my, I mean, I threw everything in the freezer away, but I did put ice in there, and the ice is still frozen, so I think it's okay. But somebody had commented on my video, I don't know if they're making it up, like, obviously I take it with a grain of salt, but somebody on my video commented, they were like, girl, I live upstairs and this happened to me too, so I'm not sure if it was, like, a building thing.
Contact your building.
I did.
They should give you your money.
I know,
because, like, it is a good deal to shop at Costco, like, on the meats especially, because, like, it, the freezing meats is, like, so easy, and, like, it's so expensive.
I, and of course this fucking happens, I almost never, like, freeze meat ever. Like, I go to the grocery store probably every 2 days and, like, buy things for 2 days worth of groceries, and that's how I buy groceries. And so this was the first time that I had bought, like, frozen stuff, and I'm like, oh, fucking course this would happen.
Yeah. That sucks.
But yeah, so I did contact my building, and hopefully they will reimburse me, because that is really fucking and I'm usually just like a whatever, but I was like, that is a lot of money to lose, like $300.
And it's good quality of stuff too.
And I'm like, that's so fucking annoying. And now I have no fucking groceries, because I was, like, planning. I was like, oh, okay, I'll just get, like, a few things from the grocery store. This will be
great. I shopped at Costco. I got a bunch in the freezer.
It's okay. I bought chicken breasts, like, fresh, like, in the fridge yesterday. But I was just going to buy, like, a little bit of, like, vegetables and whatever to be able to make meals with all of the meat that I had. And now my whole week of groceries is ruined. So I'm like,
that's us.
Anyway, how was your weekend? Well, I guess you did kind of talked us through your weekend, but you saw
golf with Kevin's parents. I am getting I've said this every podcast after I golf, but I really am getting so much better at golf. Like, my consistency is there, and it's, I enjoyed it before, but, like, getting consistent and like understanding like what tweaks like make a difference is like very fun. So I'm really enjoying the whole golfing aspect. And it was just great to chat with Kevin's parents, and because we haven't seen them since we got engaged, like that was nice.
Yeah.
And they're just like really great people and like humans, and they don't like use social media. And his mom was like, "I want to get like an app so I can support you." And I was like, "It's okay.
Yeah.
Please, actually, please." No, don't. You're
like, "Please don't look at my social media."
No, actually. And she's like, "Why well, want to be supportive?" I'm like, "You're supportive enough. Like, you're good." And
from a distance.
Yeah. And then she's like, "People have been showing me like." That like your videos that you made of like my packages, like saying that I have like fans. I'm like, "You do have fans." And she's like, "Well, why?" And I was like, "Because like it's like a really nice thing that you do." And she's like, "Well, why wouldn't anyone else just do that?" And I was like, "Not everyone's that nice."
Yeah.
So people have like really mean mother-in-laws. And she's like, "What? Why?" And I'm like, "I don't know. Like, it's not like you guys, they're just like a unicorn type of family. I don't know how to explain it."
That's funny. Yeah.
But that was good. And then wedding venues, and last night went and saw Challengers. I've been dying to see this movie since last summer. I got high as shit before I went to this movie. And I have this fucking hoodie on my head. I'm like just stoned and I'm starving. I pre-ordered my food to the movie theater because I was so hungry. And I get in, I just like this, I'm circling to go in the escalator and these girls are coming down like, and I'm like, "Hi, I'm high. Like, please," like I'm like, when I'm high, I'm just like, I want to like cocoon, like, don't, no, thank you so much. And they're so nice. I'm not, please don't come for me. They're so nice. And they just wanted to take a picture with me and Kevin. And I'm like, I honestly like blacked out because like, I don't even know what life was. I was just like, I'm so stoned. I just know if this was you, please send me this photo. Cause I just know like this looks ridiculous.
Yeah. That's the worst when you know you look like shit. And somebody's like, "Can you take a photo? Can we take a photo?" And I'm not going to say no, but I'm like, I actually look like I'll just get out of workout class. I'm like, I just
look horrible. Yeah. I'm like, please don't post that. Like, I don't think you would, but like, please don't. Like, I went to Aritzia the other day, like just to grab something before we like went to New Jersey. And I just like, it's very close to me. So just went there real quick. And this girl was working so nice. And she's like, says hi. Like, she's like, "Where's Hallie?" I'm like, "In Florida."
"Where's Hallie?"
I'm like, "What do you mean? Like, it's
like we're not.
It's a Saturday morning. I'm just shopping by myself." That's
so funny.
She's very nice.
You're like, "Oh, in my back pocket, actually."
But I like looked horrible, and she asked for a picture, and I'm like, not gonna say no. And I just was like, "Please burn that. That's please burn that." She posted it, but
oh god,
this is so nice. Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
She's a podcast listener, so I'm like, I'm really not coming for you. Like, you were so sweet, love you to death. Like, see you at Aritzia. But it was just funny.
That's funny.
But the movie though. I don't know if it's just because I was high, but like I was so confused.
Oh, you didn't like it.
I think that I was just so excited that I was disappointed, you know? But like I followed the whole movie, like it all made sense. But then like it ended and I was like, that's the end.
Yeah.
Like I hate that. I felt like I needed to Google it afterwards to figure out like what that ending meant. Cause I didn't understand it.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if I'm just stupid, but like Kevin was like, "What? That's it?" I'm like, "Huh?" Like I walked out of the theater confused.
Yeah.
And I was like walking into that theater like thrilled and excited. So I was just, but it was like it was a well done movie. I don't understand it.
Yeah. Okay.
And I feel like tennis should be like a tennis, like love messiness should be easy to understand. And there was just a lot of pieces I didn't get.
Okay. I haven't seen it, so I have no comment.
If you see it, you'll understand what I'm saying, but like, I'm just confused.
Okay. I do want to see it, but I'm not a huge theater person.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
I love the theater. I live in IC.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
But watching tennis, I was thinking of, just brought me back to like last year when you were watching tennis and like Ben Shelton, like with the phone.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to watching the US
Open is sick
later this year.
Yeah, I do like, I really do like tennis. It's fun to watch, especially in person. Like,
it's fun. And even like on TV, like I feel like the more, when you go in person and once you see someone play in person, then it's easier to want to watch them on TV.
Yeah, this is the thing. Like, I would never like, no, tennis is on, to be like, let me put this on and just sit there and watch it. But like Reed would. So then I sit there and I vibe and I'm like, oh, I like this. Like, I will watch it if somebody else is with me and wants to watch it. But I would never just
watch on your own.
There's pretty much no sport where I think I would sit there by myself and put it on.
My social battery. This is how I've been feeling lately. If I don't have an event throughout the week or like a dinner with like friends to like catch up, and I just have like us recording the podcast, for example, and I'm just home all week, I have to go out and drink. not drink. Let me rephrase. I have to go out and socialize because I was like shaking in my boots on Friday because like I hadn't seen anyone besides you and Kevin throughout the week. Cause I hadn't gone out or like seen anybody. I was like, I need to be around people. I don't need a drink. It doesn't need to be people I know. I just need to be around people because I was like physically like my body, like I was like hurting because I hadn't been around other people.
Okay.
In like a social environment.
Okay. I feel like I just find things throughout the week like where I'm just doing shit that I feel almost the opposite where I'm like, oh my God, like I just want to stay in and not go out. Yeah. Like that's the era I'm in. But I do like to have like I've been trying to set up like it's hard when to I can't do a like, oh, let's go to dinner with this person this night and then the next night. I need a week and let's put them all together.
But like we didn't have one last week and I was like, I feel like I didn't realize the importance of me having that because I normally have one every week.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the importance of having it until I didn't. I was like, I need to be around someone. Like I need to speak.
Yeah. No,
in a public setting. Like, I don't know.
I get it. Yeah. That's why this week I was like, let's do dinner. Like I like to have all my friends at dinner. We can all have like a 3-hour kiki at dinner, like drag it out, whatever, catch up. And then like if the weekend happens and I like end up going out, that's great. But I can't do. I also feel like everyone's been so all over the place with festivals and everything. It's been hard to like get everybody
together like, in one
especially
spot.
Weekends. Like weekdays have been like whatever, but like I'm gone pretty much every weekend. I'll be here this weekend and then I'm like gone for I'm going to Virginia next weekend. I'm so nervous because I am nervous. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm going to see my family in Michigan. Like Reed's coming with me and I'm going to Wisconsin and I have not met Reed's family, which is kind of crazy since considering we've been together for over a year minus the month and a half we were broken up. But we broke up over the holiday season, which is when I was supposed to like meet his family. So I never got to meet his family. And then I still haven't, obviously. And I've never met anybody's family before. So I'm just like, and especially just having the added aspect of social media where they already have a perception of me, but I don't of them is very scary because it's like, and also because obviously like I am who I am on social media. Like I'm not faking it for social media or anything, but that's just like one part of my personality. So it's hard when like, you're like, oh my God, they probably just think I say like cunt and shit and bitch and fuck all the time because I have a fucking series called Cocktails with Cunts and they probably think I'm this like awful degenerate, which is just not the case. But I don't know, so that's just like hard.
Yeah, no, that's super valid. I like was stressed out meeting Kevin's parents when I met him the first
time.
But
I think the good thing is you met them quite early on.
Yeah,
which is, that would make me feel better because like they have known who I am on social media for over a year, but they don't know me at all.
Yeah.
So it's like they have this long formed perception of me that's like not necessarily the whole picture.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know.
Well, if anything, like I feel like the better parts of you are ones that aren't on social media also, which makes it easier to like go into. You know what I'm saying?
Agree. It's not like, yeah, like obviously I think they would like me more than they would like in person than online, but I don't know. It just is scary, but I don't know. We'll see.
So is that every weekend in May? Is that what you're saying?
There's not a weekend I'll be here because I have Virginia next weekend. Then the next weekend I have something that you guys will see, but I'm not going to say just yet. And then I leave the following weekend because I think I'm going to be able to try to squeeze it so I can come back for the Hampton Water thing.
Okay, cool. I also have a busy May.
Yeah, you're going.
I go to Miami this weekend for F1. I'm so excited. Woo. And Kevin gets to come, which is so fun. And Bridget's going and bringing her boyfriend, who was Kevin's college roommate, which is why I know Kevin. So that's also fun. And then next weekend we're going to the Catskills. And the weekend after that, I'm going to a horse race in Maryland.
Oh.
And then the weekend after that, I'm going on my Virgin Voyages cruise.
Crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. So. Lots going on.
Yeah, we're going to get some guest episodes in so we don't miss a week.
Yeah, oh my God.
So if you guys have any guest suggestions you want, it has to be someone that we're like
already friends
vibes with or whatever it may be. So let us know if there's anyone you have reading requests for. But yeah, busy times coming up. Speaking of, okay, I went to the dentist this week. Mm-hmm. And I had no cavities. I was so shocked.
Wow.
I was so shocked because Reed, when he came into your life, was a big candy guy.
Yeah.
So big candy guy. But I had become a candy girl because I saw him eating candy once and I just went down a dark path. And I love Airhead Extreme ropes. Like, they're so fucking good. Like, I will go, like, when I go to New Jersey, I go to Wawa and I buy the entire box of them. And then I like keep them in the car. So I have to like go downstairs, like really go get them. So I like don't eat too much at once.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with them. Okay. I've been eating so much. No fucking cavities. Go me. I'm so proud of myself. Although I did find out that, well, I didn't, not, I knew this already, but I was more apparent at the dentist that I have had some gaps in my teeth. I have a permanent bottom retainer, my top retainer. I haven't worn that shit in 10 plus fucking years. So like my teeth are starting to like spread. And I was like, can I get Invisalign to like fix this? And she was like, no, you have tiny fucking teeth, bitch, basically. I'm so sorry. I always do this. I'm so sorry. She would never speak that way to me.
I do it too. Yeah. No, you have tiny fucking teeth, bitch. Like, imagine your dentist says that to you.
I'm sorry. She goes, your teeth are actually too small to like where it's just going to keep happening if you take the retainer off, basically. And I was like, valid. What can I do? And she's like, you can do cosmetic bonding on your teeth to like, and it's not permanent. They don't shave your teeth down. It's nothing crazy. Calm the fuck down. And I was like, yes, please. So I got,
what does that mean?
I'll show you some pictures, but I got molds of my teeth done and everything. So they basically add to your tooth and like paint on it kind of. And like, it's not permanent. You can get it removed. They don't change your teeth at all. It's whatever. So it's like more even or looks, it just looks okay. Better. So like, you know, me in aesthetics, I love to be changing myself.
Yeah.
And so I'm getting that done. That's the plan. But speaking of, there's a point to the story.
Is it the veneer technicians?
Yes. Yes. I've been seeing this everywhere. I'm like, there's no way people are out here trusting people, these veneer techs, to be doing this.
It's
bullshit.
Like veneer queen spelled like K-W-E-E-N or something. And it's like, if you like people are like mad. It's like, if you are signing up to get your teeth done by like veneer queen, that's on you.
My thing is, veneers in themselves are already like sketchy to me and weird. I find them very like off-putting, and I just like getting your teeth shaved down seems very like, I don't see the point. I don't see like how this is the best solution to like your problem. I don't get that. That's already like a red flag to me. Then you want to go to a veneer tech?
Yeah. Not an actual like dentist?
Like, be so fucking for real. Like, if you're making those choices, like, that might be on you. But also, like, I'm just so curious. These people that are veneer techs, where are they like, you know, this is my truth. This is my journey that I'm going to take next.
Like, where did they get these certifications and, like, whatever? Like, none of them are really real / whatever. It's like, where are you finding these classes that you, like, know how to... It's... And I don't know. I think with all plastic surgery, cosmetic, whatever, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, there is a pretty small price range that each thing should cost. And you should always, if you're getting a nose job, I don't know how much is like an average nose job. 10K?
Mine was 12, I think.
Okay, so I feel like it's probably a $10,000 to $15,000.
I'm sorry, I just want to correct. I did not get that done 10 years ago. That was 5. Sorry. I just didn't see that being whatever. Yeah. Yeah, it's not that long ago.
But like, it's like a nose job probably costs between $10,000 and $15,000. If you're getting a nose job for $3,000, there's something wrong. Like, there should never be a world in which you're getting a deal or a sale on a cosmetic procedure. Same thing with Botox, with filler. Like, filler, lip filler, a syringe of lip filler is, like, probably $600. If you're paying $200, there's something wrong with that. There's no world which you should be getting $200 lip filler. And on the flip side, you shouldn't be getting lip filler that's for a syringe, you know, $1,300, that'd be ridiculous. There's no need to overpay for that. Like, everything's pretty standardly priced.
I think you get what you pay for sure. And there's, like, within reason, you know what, like, prices are. And obviously, like, for example, like, New York's gonna be more expensive than, like, Montana.
Yeah.
But, like, you should know the general average amount and, like, know with what kind of place makes sense and what doesn't. And with what you said, just, I feel like this is interesting, but, like, even like with being an influencer, obviously, like, you get offered a lot of stuff for free. Even with getting things offered for free, you get what you pay for. I feel like people think sometimes, I've seen some people online think, oh, because like, I'm an influencer, they're not going to fuck it up, not going to look bad because they don't want bad press. No, if they don't know what...
If they don't do a good job.
Yeah, like you can still look fucked up. Like, people take those risks. It happens. Like, if you're getting offered stuff for free, like, you should still look into it and just, like,
Especially, especially there's that world of influencers and Botox and fillers is super oversaturated, where everybody wants to offer you free Botox and fillers. And you have to be very careful because there are people who do a bad job, but like, and just don't give a fuck and like won't be honest with you of like, oh, you know, you probably shouldn't get two syringes of lip filler, like maybe you only need a little less than one, but because like you're asking for it, they're like, oh yeah, I'll do it, why not, like, you know, things like that. So I think
it's also too, like, I think some people will be like, oh, that person's so bad, maybe, but also maybe that's what a person asked for and they just like were willing to. People, I don't know how I'm trying to, so I'm trying to figure out how to explain this. Like, there's people who will be like, I'm talking about myself. People will be like, oh, she fucking froze her face. Yeah, I asked for it to be fucking frozen. She would tell me, hey, you're going to look frozen. Are you sure you want that?
And you're like, yes.
I'm like, yes, that is my truth. That is my intention. That, like, that is
the desired
look. That is what I'm going for. And that is my choice. Anyways.
Are you getting more Botox?
Oh. Yes. But I, that was the look I wanted at the time. And like, now I'm figuring out what that look is. It's like, I've let my face kind of go back to normal so I can get a good baseline of like what I want and kind of do more baby. But like, that wasn't her fucking up. That was intentional. That was exactly what I wanted. She gave me exactly what I asked for.
Yeah.
On the flip side, like, I got my boobs done for free. Well, not for free. I got a discounted boob job. And I got offered many other plastic surgeries for free that I did not take, or boob jobs from other doctors that I did not take because... Yeah. I did looked up their work, not my vibe.
Yeah.
But like, do your research.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I just think there's no need to be overpaying and like pay, like you don't need to be getting a $40,000 nose job. I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on,
because my thing,
if your nose is extremely fucked up and you've had three nose jobs already and like it's a lot of work, then maybe that's how much it should cost. But at the same time, I don't know. I think there's a point of overpaying and there's a point of underpaying, which is concerning.
Yeah, for sure.
I also know there's like in LA, there's like people get BBLs.
Yeah.
There's this, I guess, I think the Canceled podcast was talking about it, and it's like the most insane thing you've ever heard. And I guess there's this like house too. Or not house, like, there's this, like, specialized, like, recovery center, which is, like, if you're a celebrity getting a BBL or, like, an influencer and you don't want people to be able to see or find out that you got this BBL, they'll, like, keep you and recover you in this place for, like, however long it is. But it's, like, it was, like, the most insane price, like, per night. I think it was, like, $40,000 a night or something. I could be off on that, but I'm, like, shit like that is so insane that...
I just can't imagine wanting to lie that bad.
I also think, like, especially BBL, it's, I mean, I guess you could be like, I did squats, and like, who's really going to be able to like.
But I can't imagine like wanting to go through all that trouble and money to like be like, I'm, to be dishonest.
I also can't imagine getting a BBL. That's like the one thing where I'm just like, there's no, it's like the most dangerous. Yeah. There's so much room for that to be like, to people go die very badly. Yeah. It's just like, there's. Just getting the lipo, okay, like, whatever, but then having it transferred, and you're not able to, like, sit down for, like, 6 weeks or something. It's the most insane thing. Like, you have to lay on your stomach.
Yeah, it's horrible. That's
literally, and I just don't think it even lasts long enough. It lasts, like, sometimes, like, 2 years or less. You have to, like, keep getting them.
Yeah, I just, like, I can't imagine wanting an ass that bad. But also, like, that's what brings me back to, like, everyone has their own shit, because, like, people can, like, I wanted my nose done so bad, my arms, I wanted all these things done so bad, like, that was like what I desired. Everyone has their desires.
Yeah, I'm not coming at anybody, but I think like a nose job is like pretty fucking standard, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like half of the people I know have nose jobs.
Oh yeah, I think it also depends on, like, when things get like more and more dangerous, it gets like harder to justify for me.
Yeah.
But everyone has their truth.
I mean, yeah, technically every plastic surgery, there is a little bit of risk, but it's like, I feel like a nose job, if you're going to a good person, I would feel very confident. Like, it's going to be okay.
Have you seen this TikTok of this girl, like, talking about, like, your favorite girls who get their who use these tanning products aren't using them. I spray all of them. It just got me thinking, because I obviously don't fake tan, but like with products in general, people will be like, this girl being like, I spray tanned this person. Okay, like, okay, well, like, maybe they did self tan last week and they got a spray tan the next. Like,
I was thinking that, you know? I guess if she's saying like, I literally spray tanned, I came to a shoot, spray tanned her and all of the models, and then they shot and said it was the spray tan.
That's okay, different, yes.
Fine. But to be like, I gave this person, because like, I am a huge...
That's what I was going
to
say. That's why I thought of you.
And I genuinely do use self-tanner all the fucking time, but I also will go get spray tans. Like, some weeks I'll be like, you know, I want to spray tan this week. Okay, it washes off in like 5 or 6 days. It's not a permanent thing by any means. So I think it's very odd to be making those claims and like trying to... And I hate when people fucking do that and allude to shit and then like get somebody a bunch of mean comments and like canceled.
Or try to like discredit someone. Like, it's just like... If you're going to do that, like, you better have, like, so many fucking receipts, I feel like.
And say also, the fucking names at that point.
Yeah, but also, you don't know, like, you may film an ad in March and not have it go live until July.
Yeah, like, you really don't know unless you knew you were, like, showing up to the set and, like, spray tanning the models. That'd be a different story, but I just found that video. I hate videos like that. I think they're very off-putting.
When people name someone, I rarely have a problem with it. Because then it's like, you can, like... People can come with their receipts, whatever it is. But if you're going to just allude to it being like maybe 10 different fucking possible people, and then all those 10 possible people get fucking hate, what was the fucking reason?
Yeah.
Like, what was the fucking point? And that just irritates me. And same with like, it goes back to like product stuff. Like, you can use more than one self-tanner. Like, you can get a spray tan and get tanner done. You can use more than one moisturizer. There's all these different things. It doesn't mean people are fucking lying.
Yeah.
Are there people that lie? Absolutely. But, like, not everyone's a fucking bad person or a liar.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just, it depends on when, like, I don't know. I feel like it's, if you are, like, the self-tanner thing doesn't make sense to me. It does make sense, but it's, like, if it's a genuinely really bad product and then, like, you're getting a spray tan and being like, oh, I feel like you'll get called out so fucking quick for that. I don't know.
I just feel like karma will do its own thing. Like, there's just no need to be, like, randomly putting shit out there to, like, where it could allude to possible people when it's not actually accurate.
Yeah.
It irks me. Do you follow Addison Rae on Instagram?
Maybe.
Did you see the picture
of Pepsi Cola? Yes. Okay.
She deleted it.
Oh, okay.
Because I saw that and I was like, okay, like, this girl's, like, serving cunt. Like, she's, like, really in this, like, new era. Like, I can't wait to see, like, what's next for her. And I, like, saw her post something else today. Clicked her profile. It was deleted. And I was like... Girl, like, you ate with that. Like,
I think I saw that when I was like on the plane, so I saw it for a second, but I didn't like really take it in. Well,
I thought I was like, I thought I imagined it.
Okay, yeah.
Because you know, like, when you see something and it gets deleted, you're like, was this real? Yeah. Was I messing with my own head here? No. But she's like, and it's crazy to think like how much of an era like she switched. She did a full like 180 from being, she's like, not even like, I don't even think of Hype House when I think of her. I think everything else.
Yeah, I agree. I also find it interesting, Emma Chamberlain like got back on TikTok and I've seen her making a couple, and like she has been off the grid for like a minute, which it sucks when somebody that I don't know how to put this, because I obviously fully respect anybody who wants to take a break for their mental health or just like not post anymore, but it like sucks when somebody like Addison Rae was all over, you know, you just like knew her from TikTok, like she's posting like 7 TikToks a day, and I get that's not sustainable and I totally don't expect her to do that, but then like her go just, I feel like she just is like this mystery now where you're like, what is Addison Rae doing? And like, it's like, she's, I kind of so, hate like, shit like that.
I love it,
but no, she's cool, but it's just like I wish I got more from her, you know what I'm saying?
The mist, there's a fine, I feel like it's a hard line between like being mysterious and being like, oh, but like, I don't know how to explain it. We're on the same page, but I can't put it into words.
Yeah. I just like my thing, like Emma Chamberlain, like totally get if she needed a break for her mental health or whatever the reason was, like she's entitled to take that. But it just sucks on a personal level of like, she was making all these YouTube videos. You like had this consistent person that you love to watch and like she was there. And then all of a sudden it's just like, you just see her like literally the only time I've seen her, I feel in the last couple of years, mostly is like, on the red carpet doing like an interview at the Met Gala, and that's like kind of all you get from her, and it's just like sad because it's like, damn.
Yeah,
but I don't know,
that's probably how your followers felt when like you were like figuring out your stuff with Reed and the, like, you weren't posting that much, but they kind of knew what was going on, but they kind of didn't. They, like, wanted more from you.
Kind of, maybe, I guess.
Other side of it.
Yeah, yeah, but I was still posting content. I just wasn't posting about that. But yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but, like, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, you want to know more. It's, like, yeah. Also, like, the mysterious side, but it's also, like, understanding the balance of, like, you need a break, you need to figure out your own personal life, that kind of thing, you know?
No, for sure.
Social media is interesting in that sense.
Oh, shit.
Or in every sense.
I just got a lash lift.
I was going to say, your lashes look really good.
Yeah, thank you. I got a lash lift and tint. It actually went by really fast. I forgot. I'm like the worst. My AirPods are just fully fucking broken. All I need to do is just, like, take them to the Apple store. I just, like, haven't done that. So, like, I just have not ever. And I honestly have been, like, that's the one thing I've been a little more conscious of when, like, after getting punched, like, I really don't give a fuck. But I will say, like, I do find myself, like, if somebody walks really near me, it's just, like, my body's reaction to, like, jump out of the way and be like, oh, like, I don't know, like, whatever. But I will say I have not. Usually I would walk around with the AirPod Maxes, noise cancel, like, don't give a fuck. I haven't walked on the street with the noise canceling headphones since that happened, just because, like, I guess I am, like, maybe I should be a tiny bit aware. And that, I mean, that's just, like, honestly never a smart idea if you've been punched in the head or not. Yeah. But anyway, moral of that story is I did not bring my AirPods to get my lashes lifted and tinted. So I was just laying there with my own thoughts, and it actually went by a lot faster than I thought. It was like an hour that it took for her to, like, do all the stuff. And usually I hate that, but it actually went by pretty quick. So I wasn't that mad at it. But yeah, I love a lash lift and tint. I used to be a lash extension girl. I know you did too. Who was gonna tell us that looked actually
this no thing, that's the thing
it looked like, good at first.
There's a couple options here. Either it looks good at first and then, like, it falls out and it's, like, not good anymore. Two, no matter what someone says to you, you don't give a fuck because you fucking like it.
Yeah.
Or three, like, you might not like it, but, like, that's the look I was going for. Same with my Botox.
Yeah, no, agree. Well, but my thing is this thing, when I would first get them done, it looked beautiful. I looked perfect because I would always get the most natural set that they had. So it literally just looks like I had, like, a beautiful, like, coat of mascara on, and everything was, oh, it was just perfect. That lasted all of 2, maybe 3 days. The second I would wash my face and, like, move my lashes around, they're just clumpy, they're weird, and it looks, my thing also, I would wear, like, black eyeliner with them. So, like, when I had my makeup on, it looked good. No matter how hard you fucking scrubbed, you cannot get that shit, like, all the way gone. So you never looked clean. Like, I always looked dirty. There was always just, like, a black smudge around my eyes. It always just looked bad. If I had worn absolutely no makeup and committed to the bit, maybe it wouldn't have looked as bad. But also, it's just really expensive to do every 2 weeks. It's, like, $200. I've been seeing,
like, TikTok saying the lash industry is, like, falling off.
And especially because you really can just put on... Because my thing is, I like the look of, like, a big full lash when you have makeup on, but it doesn't look good when you're completely bare. I mean, for me personally, I'm not coming at you if you have this, but it doesn't look good when you're bare-faced and then you have, like, just a bunch of lashes. It's just a lot.
Yeah, it's not my vibe either. And I was all about it for a hot minute, but not my truth anymore. But I feel like for a while, every girl I knew was a lash tech.
A lash tech? Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know.
Like, it's a big, I don't know. Maybe because I lived in Arizona at the time. So, like, and, like, every bitch I've ever seen there has lash extensions.
Yeah.
To this day, actually. I don't think the lash industry is dying over there. But, like, my God. But, like, it was, like, a thing. Like, every girl I would know was like, oh, yeah, I'm getting my like, esthetician shit.
Oh, you know? Okay.
It's a big thing.
It's just the most, and they're just, like, poking at your eyes and it's, like, stinging and itching for, like, 2 hours straight. It's simply not worth that every 2 weeks. Like, there's just no world which I care enough to have it.
Yeah.
But I like a lash lift and tint because that lasts, like, 6 weeks. And also, you never have to, like, if you never want to, like, touch it up again, it's just, like, it slowly fades until it's just gone. It's not like you have to, like, go get the lashes removed and it starts to look like shit.
Yeah. No, I got one once and I loved it, but I also just, I cannot sit with my eyes closed for that long.
It does suck.
It's, I'm too much of an anxious person to go through that, and I never went back. And I loved the look, loved the look, but I couldn't, I can't do it. I can never get over that anxiety.
Okay. Pizza Slime Revolve Stagecoach Party, which was, like, under a million, enter here, over a million, enter here.
Yes.
I feel like that was pretty clearly a joke. I guess maybe, like, if you didn't know that, I could understand why you would be. Because I believe they both just led to the exact same place. And it was like to point out the hypocrisy and like.
So personally, I have never heard of pizza slime in my life. Mm-hmm. Even this during this conversation, I don't know what it is.
There, you do know the one thing. I feel like the biggest thing that they were known for a hot minute was when all of the hype house was wearing like "Stop Looking at My Dick" sweatpants.
That's them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So like everything is like that with them. You know what I'm saying? Where it's very much like a joke, and it's like pointing out kind of like.
Yeah, that's like their brand. I guess I just feel like if you're going to like go with that joke, people have to like know who you are and like that's what your vibe is. And like I don't, and most things I was seeing in like comment sections was like, what is pizza slime? Like no one knew that's what they were.
Yeah.
But also I think Revolve gets a lot of bad press. So like it wouldn't be shocking if they did do that because of how bad they were at festivals like years ago, but I don't want to get on Revolve's bad side.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Revolve would also go through, like, obviously, like, even, there's a lot of fucked up stuff in, like, the influencer world, whatever, but I think even, like, Revolve would not do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Make, like, giant signs that's, like dead serious. Like, under a million, over a million.
I can't imagine, like, asking someone, hey, show me your follower count.
Yeah.
Like, but also, like, the sign just, were weird to me.
Maybe that's, like, a more LA thing, like, just in general. But, like, here, none of that really happens. The, like, bad influencer stuff that you hear about. Like, I've had, like, we've said this a lot, but, like, very few negative experiences. The only time I will say maybe I feel a little bit like, is Fashion Week to some extent. There is like a, oh, like you bitches wait in the line and like us like big with the big followings, like we're gonna walk right in, like, you know what I'm saying? There's a little bit of pretentiousness within that.
Yeah, but at the same time though, that I don't have any issue with, because people that are like walking in, they do matter in the fact, like they do their fashion content, that is their thing, and like their like name is known there and it makes sense for them, and like people get invited to like also like do fashion, but not to the same extent, to like where it makes sense, but they just take it to a different level with like the entitledness of it.
I'm gonna be honest, like if I was told I didn't have to stand in fucking line and I could walk right in, my ass is walking right in, like
100%.
Like if they're like, you're sitting front row in here, we're gonna escort you, hell yeah, bye. Like, I'm sorry. Like, obviously, if they were, like, looking at people's followings and then they were like, oh, you don't have enough, that'd be a different story. But, so I don't even have a problem with it either. But that's the only time I guess I'm like, oh, this feels like this person is, like, maybe a little entitled or, like, whatever. But I don't even give a fuck because I get it.
Yeah.
But that never, like, nothing like that really happens. Like, the influencer events, like, most of the time, I honestly feel like, you could be somebody's plus one and like nobody knows or cares or anything. Like, it doesn't make any difference.
Like, you could just like act like you're supposed to be there and like no one really care, I feel like.
Yeah. And like people will talk to you and stuff. Like, everyone's very nice. Genuine. Like,
I went to a David Yurman dinner this last week and I was texting Alex. I'm like, I don't know a singular person here. Every event in New York City, I can almost guarantee I will know at least a few people. Because most people get invited to most things. Like, I know people from all different connections, niches, whatever it may be. I was like, I don't know anyone here. And I am actually so uncomfortable. Because, when you have one person you can cling to, so fine. But there was, like, a cocktail time before the dinner, before it was, like, a seated dinner. So I'm just like.
That's the worst.
Standing in the corner, like, on my phone, like. And, like, normally people will come up to you if they see you, like, looking awkward. Because, like, you don't – and I've done it to people as well because I don't want them to feel, like, weird being by themselves. But I was just like, ugh. And I was stressed. But I ended up finding people and making new friends, and it was fine. But, like, that is my most anxious I get at this period of my life is when I see someone – I don't know anyone at an event that I'm at.
Yeah, no, that is the worst for sure. I mean – when you're at a seated dinner even and you don't know anybody, it's like at least okay, these people have to talk to me because we're sitting next to each other. But yeah, when you're like standing at an event, I really honestly won't go to most events if I'm not confident that at least one person I know is coming with me. Like, I understand why you went, and like again, I would do it if it was a seated dinner, but I wouldn't just pull up to an event by myself for the most part. Like, I've had like paid events where I'm like, okay, I have to go to this. and you know, whatever. And it's like even a brand I want to be with. Like I have one specific in mind that I really like this brand, like whatever. But I had to like go to this event and take some content there. And I didn't know anybody. And it was so uncomfortable because the brand girls were just like watching me because they were like, oh, like here, you can like take content of this and this. Yeah. And I'm like doing it. But then after, it's like, I don't want to just walk out and be like, okay, I got my content. Bye. Like I obviously wanted to stay at the event, but I'm not kidding. Like I'm looking around. I'm like, I don't know anybody. And everyone's like engaged in other conversations where what am I going to do? Walk up and be like, hey, hi. You know, and then have them be like, why are you talking to me?
People have that in them. And I'm jealous because I don't have it in me.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Like, I will talk to somebody, like, if somebody's just standing next to me and then it's just like, yeah. Oh. But I'm not going to go up to somebody already engaged in a conversation.
Yes, like, I can't exactly, do fully. Like, someone comes up and, like, is standing near me. I'm like, oh, hi, like, hi.
Yeah, I like your bag. Like, yeah, oh, my gosh.
And you'll start something. Like, no one was even in my vicinity until someone finally was. And I was like, as soon as someone was in my vicinity, I was like, hi.
Yeah.
How you doing?
You're my best friend for the night.
No, literally. And then she didn't know anyone there either. And we had a great time. But that's, it was just good. Like, oh, scary.
Yeah. I have a question for you.
Okay.
I saw this on TikTok. Like, obviously, this isn't me coming at you by any means or anything. Because I'm going to talk about a wedding. I just saw this on TikTok and I was like reading through the comments and there's a lot of mixed opinions and I didn't know. This girl was like, how I feel sending my birthday invite when I've already asked my friends to celebrate my wedding and... I don't know what it was. I think she maybe like graduated from some school or something like that too. So she had like basically she was asking her friends to come to her third party of the year this year. And she was like, but I'm going to do it. And then half the comments were like, girl, I think that's a little too much to ask people to celebrate you three times in 1 year and like, you know, bring you again, whatever. Yeah. And then the other half was like, you shouldn't feel bad at all. Like, the right friends would want to celebrate you. Like, how do you feel about that?
Like three events, like.
Like if like, let's say halfway through the year, you're having people come to like three different parties for you. Like you had a party for this where it was like a big thing. Then you had a party for the next thing. And then you had a party for.
Personally, I would never do that myself. But I think there's certain types of people who are just like big planners who like to like have an activity going on. Mm-hmm. So like they plan multiple events. And I think if you're inviting people and you don't take it personally, if they don't want to come and they feel like they can say no, that's one thing. If you make it to where people can't feel comfortable enough to say no to you and then you're expecting them to do all these things, that's a completely different thing to me. And I hate that. Like if you're pressuring people, like you feel like they can't say no to you without like hurting your feelings or you being upset or like you throwing like a temper tantrum, whatever it may be, that don't ask me to do shit.
Yeah.
But if like you're just like throwing it out there, like I'm planning all this fun stuff. Like if you want to come, great. But if not, no big deal.
Yeah.
Like that's love that. Amazing. Like if I can make it, be there. If not, no big deal.
Agree. I think like if I were in that position, one, I would probably try to at least combine like two of the things. Like if I knew I was graduating from school and my birthday was coming up, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to make like a grad/birthday party or something if I was wanting to do that to try to like, you know, combine it down to like less than three parties. But also I think if you're the one like paying for all the food and like putting on this party, I wouldn't necessarily, as long as you're okay with people being like, hey, like sorry, like this has been like a lot, whatever, and you are okay with people not being able to make it, I think that's totally fine. I think personally I would make it very clear if I had already had two parties and I was having my third party, like if it was a birthday, I'd be like, no gifts. Like, don't bring me a gift. Like, if people have already brought you two gifts in the year.
I think when there's gifts involved, it's also different because, like, people don't need to be spending a bunch of shit on you. But also, I think people that I know and we know, like, our groups don't do gifts.
Yeah. No, I agree. That's what I mean. It depends.
We're like, thoughtful. Like, where we see something, we think of you, like, we'll get it. But we don't do gifts for, like, events.
I think gifts at this age are just kind of weird in general, unless it's a close friend. Ooh, but I wouldn't bring a gift necessarily to somebody's just birthday party because a lot of times I feel like it's mostly a going out-esque party where everyone's drinking and it's at some sort of bar or venue where it's like weird to even bring gift because it's like that person's probably not going to want to bring all of that shit home anyway. And it's just not that you're pre-gaming before and then you're going to this person's birthday party and you're not carrying a gift with you. Like, it's just not the vibe.
Yeah. I think also though, like if you're showing up for people, they should be showing up for you.
Yeah.
Like if your friends are having parties and like you're not coming to your parties, that's a different You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Like, if you're showing up to celebrate other people, they should be willing to do the same for you. But their frequency, like, may not be there.
Yeah. I don't think it's, I mean, I don't know. If you had, I don't know what the third thing would be, considering you're not graduating from any school. But like, if next year you were like, oh, I'm having my wedding, and like, that was all great. And then like a month later, you were like, oh, I'm having this. And then you were like, I'm having my birthday party. I would be like excited, and I wouldn't have any issue with that at all. Or be like, oh, that's too much, you know?
Yeah, I think it's also like depends on what you're celebrating. Like, if you're like, I got my ingrown toenail removed, I'm not celebrating.
Or you're like my dog's birthday party or something. Yeah,
it depends on what it is. But like, if you have like big accomplishments, like, yeah, your friends should want to celebrate.
Yeah,
like,
I agree. I just think I would probably, if I knew things were within a certain time period, I would probably try to combine it to be like a big, huge, like, party. Yeah. But I don't know.
But like, I didn't like do an engagement party or anything. Obviously, like, we just had regular dinner like one night, and I happened to be engaged.
Yeah.
I didn't do like an engagement party for anything. And so like, there will really only be like my wedding.
Yeah.
And like the bachelorette, which like, if you want to come, come. If you don't, like, I'm not taking it personal.
Yeah.
Like, people have other shit going on in their lives, and it's like, I don't care. But like, if you, but I will say one thing already, if you RSVP to my wedding, you need to be there. And if you're not there, there better be some good ass fucking reason, because this shit's fucking expensive as shit, and I'm paying so much for you to fucking
be there.
Is that
even a common thing that people back out of weddings?
It is.
Really?
I'm on wedding TikTok, and it happens a lot, and people get like pissed about it. I'm like, yeah, as you fucking should. Because if you're paying for a wedding, it's so much per head.
Yeah.
If you tell me you are going to be there, you better fucking
be there. When you have so much heads up, there's no reason. Like, there's no thing.
Some shit better fucking went down. And I'm so fucking understanding. I am a very understanding person. But, like, you better give notice as soon as you have notice. And you better have a good fucking reason.
So you can, like, fill the spot. Yes. Yeah.
Because, like, that will be. I will never be a bridezilla. I'm very easygoing. Every mm-hmm. person that I've met with venue-wise, event wise, whatever, is like, oh, you're so easy. I'm like, yeah, I'm very chill.
Yeah.
But I will turn into a fucking bridezilla if I'm paying for your fucking ass to be there and you just don't show up.
Yeah.
Or like, you're like, oh, last minute, oh, I can't make it. Why?
Yeah. No, yeah, I get it.
I will blow up on someone. I swear to God.
It's like Kevin's like parents' friends, like, or something. No, and you're like, and I will. Fucking bitch.
I'm like, no more holidays. Done.
What is your plus one situation going to be? Like, who are you giving plus ones to and who are you not?
If you're in a significant relationship, people plus one.
Like, just you, like anybody?
Not like, it doesn't have to be like married, engaged, whatever. But if you've been dating for even just a decent amount of time. Like,
if it's like a known partner?
Yes. If I've met them, 100%. But even if I haven't met them, but like we're good friends, like you've been with them for like a while, fine. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's how I would be too if I was ever to do something like that, because I feel like I would want people to be comfortable.
But I guess it goes back to also this. If you RSVP, and like, I'll give you like, if you have someone at the time, send out the invites, whatever it is, like wherever you RSVP. If you have someone then, yes, plus one. If you don't, but you happen to have one 6 months later when the wedding is,
No. Yeah.
And if there happens to be a room where like I've met them and we get close, whatever it is, obviously exceptions will be made. But like, if you're not there, like, you're not there.
Yeah, I would never ask, like, I mean, if I mean, like, I feel like it just depends on how close you are to somebody, but I would never ask, like, oh, can I now bring a plus one because, like, I have a boyfriend or something? Like, I would find that to be really weird, unless it was, like, you. I would be like, if I started dating somebody after, you know, you like, whatever, I'd be like, hey, can I bring this
and
person?
Like, I had two of my friends' weddings last year, and I was dating Kevin.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't even cross my mind to ask, not because I didn't, like, want him to come with me, like, it wasn't my place.
Yeah,
agree. It wasn't my day.
Agree.
And if they wanted me to bring them there, they would have told me.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. But that's it, I guess, for this week's episode. We're probably going to do, I don't know what next week is. We'll figure it out. But I'm going to Miami.
Fun.
You're I'll going here.
This is like the only way. I'm not drinking. I felt so bad. You don't understand. Like, I just like.
I don't
so,
understand.
I mean, no, you do understand. But I am like, I'm taking some time off. Like, I just can't. I'm not going to drink for the next couple of weeks. Izzy was like, she was like texting me because our friend Izzy was also, she came.
She's on the podcast.
Yeah, you guys have seen her. But she was also at Breakaway. And like, she just so last minute, I was like, oh, she's like, what are you doing tomorrow? I was like, oh, I'm leaving. I'm going to Florida. And then she's like, oh my God, wait, I got invited to that. And then I was like, oh, she's like, okay, I'll confirm. I was like, oh, like a literally day before, like didn't even have a flight book, nothing. She's just so like that though. So then she like comes, we had such fun time. And then she was texting me. We were on different flights, but we left at the same time. She just flew to LaGuardia and I flew to Newark.
Yeah.
But she was like texting me. She's like, I'm so hungover. I haven't left the bathroom in 30 minutes. I've been throwing up. Like, I'm like, that's the worst place to be hungover. And I was hungover too. I just wasn't throwing up. But on a plane, that's horrible.
Me on the way back from Vegas.
Yeah, oh my God. Yes. Did you throw up on that plane or no?
No, I did in the airport. Right? Like, and I almost missed the flight because I couldn't stop puking in the airport.
Yeah, it's the worst. But anyway, Izzy was like, I will go sober with you for the next couple of weeks. I was like, bullshit. Yeah, that was, no, she's not going to. But she's just so fucking chaotic. I couldn't imagine her doing that. Like,
yeah, she's fun. I love her.
Anyway, okay. Thanks for watching, guys.
Yeah, listening, we'll see you guys next week. And have a great, safe week.
Bye.